Welcome and thank you very much for showing up today for this presentation. We look very much forward to the next hour and hope that we can provide you with some insight. But first and foremost, we would like to thank the local editors for finding such great stores around the world. So if you put all editors, please rise so we could recognize you and give you a big hand. So editors, and it is thank you. You did a fantastic job in painting this just for us. And also, this goes out, and we really mean it seriously, to all the 31 stores who came to Chicago, who are all winners, because you won the national award for being the most innovative store, home houseware in your country, and you should feel proud. But it is a tough competition, and not everybody gets to win. So we, of course, are there, but please recognize it's an amazing store, and it is a truly global competition, which is really rare. This year we had from Azerbaijan to Chile, we had from Germany to New Zealand, and this span of 31 stores really shows how international this competition is. So thanks for helping out, and just want to show some of the stores that all the stores we had participated this year, making our job really, really difficult. That was so much, and of course the photos doesn't tell all the stories. Some of them we will bring to life today, but there's so much hidden of amazing things in the stores. And it was also nice to see some new stores, some new countries participating this year. We always want to include as many countries as possible in the tournament and the competition. So. And also, as you can see, the diversity this year was great. As I cannot remember, we've had a year with such great diversity in the store concept, but also within the open houseware business. So from having 200,000 products in a very small store to having a Japanese store where less is small was just really fun to investigate. So again, congratulations to the national winners, and thank you. We often get asked about how it's possible to judge the difference between a single store like the one we had in Australia and a department store like Fenwick from United Kingdom. But the reason why we're able to do it is that it's not a beauty contest. Innovation is not about money. So science really doesn't matter in this competition. It's all about being innovative. And that really makes it interesting to see how a small store can be a fantastic angle binder to some large retail chains. And it's, of course, also nice to see when a retail chain that is huge uses its power and muscles and drive innovation to new things. But being innovative, but this is really important, is about reinventing the business. It's playing and embracing new technologies and services, challenging the status quo, and then they are to bring back. And we saw some great examples this year, and having that desire to make it in the universe. And so this is why it's possible for us to judge the diversity. We will introduce ourselves during this presentation. And my name is Henrik, I come from Denmark. And when I talk to retailers and I mentioned the word AI right now, then I often get the question, but Henrik, where do I begin? How do I begin? And then what's really popular is I feel incompetent and I don't want my staff to notice. And this avoids a lot of people from starting this journey. But I promise you, and this is very important, this is not the answer. This will not be good for your business. So within the next 10 minutes, I'll try to give you a wake-up call, so I'd like to activate some fear in your body, then give you some hope, but show you some examples of a bright future. So first of all, wake-up call, and this is important that you understand it, because the complexity in retail has become extreme. And I'd like to take you on a journey In 1906, that was the year my great-grandfather opened the store. In 1950, my grandfather was running it. In the 70s, my dad took over. And around the millennium, I took over as the fourth generation. And then we will jump to 2026. So we've had this journey selling more or less the same products from when my grandfather started in 06, having brought bookmaking, China cutlery, and all those things. And what was important back then when he opened the store is that electricity had been invented, but it was only used for lighting up the store. So it was there, but, and was great. It was easier to light up the store. But when my grandfather was running the store, he now had electric products. He was part of the production. He was integrated in everything. Now, in the 70s, when my dad took over, the store computer started popping up. I remember he had a very big, large one that really couldn't do anything for 10 years. But then we jumped into the 80s and the 90s, and my dad and I, we started to work and play within technology. And we used the internet to make us better than everybody else. It was bad to charge at this point in time, but it just helped us become really good and better than the others. So in 2007, when I was sitting at the Global Innovation Award, until it's 20 years ago, and we ended up winning, it was because we were using new technologies to play without it being mandatory for our business. And we had a smartphone, we had, this is a text image that cost $3 to send in a low quality, but we were playing around with all those things in order to see where we could push the limit and reconnect and offering the online shop near the mortar brick store. And again, it wasn't critical. But if you jump now from 2007 to 17, I'm going to tell you there is a new boy in town and you need to take it seriously, because for 15 years I've been saying, hey, well, Google, make sure you're found on Google. Well, Google is not enough anymore, because AI services and the algorithm that are being used will take over or are taking over now. So you really need to take this seriously, because if you don't start now with this, you'll disappear. You'll disappear from search results. So your great, fantastic, amazing phone will not be found anymore. So it's really, really critical that you do it. And at the same time, you will miss speed and ability to communicate with your audience faster and better. So you might be doing things great, but it's slow. This will really help drive the speed and the quality up. But most importantly, also, you will not understand where you should be going. You will not understand your business and how your business should change. So please do this and understand, and I'll give you a live example of how the consumer works today. So I'm watching the 007 Spectre on my TV, and the James Bond at the funeral is wearing the glasses, and I go, that's some cool glasses. What I do is that I take a picture of the screen, I add it in chat, and I said, what sunglasses is in Bond wearing? And I instantly get a reply, which glasses it is, and where to buy them. So of course now, I got them. And you see, this is how your consumers working now. If it was a cool coffee machine or something else, would your product come up? Would your store be mentioned? Just understand, this is how people shop now. So remember to take this seriously, okay? I'll give you some more. See it as, it's not critical or mandatory yet, but it's, you should see it as time to learn a new language. So it, all of a sudden it became critical for you to learn Swedish or French. You would hire a private teacher to learn the language. You would make sure that your online shop would run in multiple languages. So start seeing it as hiring a private teacher and learn it. Then you need to play with it, because I understand that people are a little afraid to put all your secret juice and all your company information into an American superpower, and you don't know what's going to happen with it. You need to play with it as a personal person, see where you can find all the great ideas. And then ask and listen, because I promise you that all your young staff, there might be somebody you need to promote very fast. And you need to have respect and listen. Spoil your kids with the new phones and let them play and then watch and learn. And then reach out to experts, because you cannot fix it, do this alone. Things happen so fast that once I think I get it, I look at Christian and he said, oh, no, we moved on that. So, but you need to get some advice and reach out and use the experts. Now, the good news is that the store is still king. And it is, you still see a huge trend where people are still showing up. They still want to train with people. They want to have this tactile experience, but it needs to make sense to stop by. You saw some amazing examples that this French dog was just absolutely new. Something you cannot duplicate online. You need to see it and feel it amazing. The Brazil dog is something that you cannot duplicate. You want to experience it. It is in flesh. The Chilean dog, the German dog, see all the fixtures and all the icons of it. It's just there's so much going on that you want to stop by it and you want to go inside. And then we put important to the local community. The Germans say they have make honey upstairs and they have a social responsibility in the neighborhood. Take care of the people who want to have to show up in your store. And then that this is an important trick. You have to move from core products to all connections. To stop focusing on the sizes and the quality of the product, put the product in play and make sure that people can imagine and see themselves in the same. Because we've seen a shift, and this is all that you move to humanize retail. You want to make everyday magic. You want the store to be your workshop, a place where you interact not only with the products, but with people. And more see the customer as a homemaker or a host. So again, we saw some fantastic examples. The Australian store is something where you want to spend a lot of time and probably don't want to leave. They also had a cocktail bar included. In Paraguay, this is important. Look at this, 50 days before Christmas in posters. Now in the store, the kids can write the letters to Santa Claus. They can mail in, and then the store delivers. Santa shows up. This is just showing a journey that makes sense to stop by. Be relevant and be sure to meet on a local level. Most of your customers that live in close proximity of your store, so be sure that you're there. We've seen a great example like Nike. Instead of focusing on selling shoes and having shoe stores, they are having running clubs. So they moved and they understood the paradigm of saying, we take care of you and we invest time to create a space and you can become a better person. And this really works well. So it's a humanize your brand, your store, and create those feelings. And we saw a good example of this, said that this is the Canadian store. So your store should be the local cooking club or wine club. Oh, and then you can just go on and on and on. But be sure to create those local connections. So my 10-minute flyby is over. And just make sure that you understand that this is something you need to make it personal and spend time on. Be quotable, likable, and linkable. And then play with AI, for God's sake, because play with AI. Here we are. This is, of course, not AI. This is actually me and Christian being extremely good at flexible and speaking because it was not created by AI. Okay. So take care. If you're curious, don't be shy to reach out. Either use this QR code or connect with me on LinkedIn if you want to dive into it. So thank you very much. The first is good stuff.
Level 1, 80 break. So my name is Fully. I'm going to be with Skia Biffer. I passed being part of this very rigorous people and waters being very state. By case, stoking few more about people experience, very focusing on unless it brings installations, this relates to storytelling. And Heiko, this will pump up because there's a very, very, very little category. And it's something where the industry can work. Now, this path to this, I think, just about all of these. I think it's something that really race and really making stand out
most in case.
So, teacher design can increase the less about brand actions, more about brand members, storytelling, lifestyle. Ethnicity. They will feelings expect more with brands they never use wine. They see them larger, personalized, you have little turkeys, and engage comfortable sentences to grow the line people come ready to look like I'm made. So a lot to digest, but you'll see it right in the front of the slide.
What it
So this is the first one. Highlighting Fendi. So Fendi, the words that pop up, transports and grace. It was thanks to a story-led brand movement. AKA story from the 2026 Eatable Castle for it. The brand is being Fendi VFM's app. The experience with Ice Visit is into a warm celebratory semi. Ready to fun today, as a virtual retail space, the pop-up generates a different social community. Reading the tire, with label is to be used. I didn't just want to go check out this morning, and I'm pretty amazing. Working with architect and role in the air for central depth sculpture, city, our scale, space captures the essence of the collection, so I'm done taking it out of the space. I think that's pretty, and that's easy. Focusing on the zero light, and she just heavily in her mom in her face, ready to best to buy, choose that elegance, dreaded lighting, base, and sheds like the only branded. The softer approach on both the trip and see it across the orbit. Next up, Jennifer Longser. For those who may not know the brand, they are a hybrid brand. And I feel like their pop-ups are pretty impressive. Different ones and pop-ups are a powerful signal and wear brand experience to future things somewhere that out. I like the 2026 AI look and lunch. These designed elements were drawn by NASA and the sculptors. The brand's beaded sculptural floral news to lady, showing the soothing light. Metallic forms, bowls color, and textures echo the flinching silhouettes or edges lighting and other details, those spatial language that you walk. While simultaneously across global cities, these pop-up spaces, manageable eyewear we held, were in person, though still inspired by the moment as it came to your ears. Rather than explaining cotton, you cited your sales rate, the experience of the book. By immediately feeling bright, bold, expressive, unhinged, and grab your client, but still walking by in those first 5 seconds that you have. What makes this activation so adaptive that I trust we are the most space to communicate brand values, creativity, and innovation out over its result this retail and my installation, discovery, and feeling, value for effect. Since experience for retail at its strongest, immersive, intuitive, and desires being the number. Experiential retail is for 37 years old. Being retail is here. Places pods and services like all of the aim to engage customers personally, engage them emotional, physical, like intellectual memory, and transforms them, then the higher economic value and grows exposure of the world. Environments are designed to be responsive, nurses, and emotionally resilient, because that's what today's talk. On the first I'm going to set this. These consumers expect one of both temporary and the wages in one immersive experiential environment that elevates shopping, even cultural connection. Retail stores also involve the destiny, copper, deep, and strong anti-drain interactive experience, ecological advances, and increasing demand for a meaningful personalized shopping craze, command efforts, and grace experience, experiential reach on to. Well, then is it long feel to innovate versus depending on to and it. The vaginal is involved in health. The return to the top of the curve your long celebration, honoring your mind, whether you need to be in bus. To pace in their classic designs, or listen to the brand embraces can't attempt to restore a chance. And situating your legendary fat fine python, a dedicated interactive in that. Your services phase offers restoration as well as partial evasion services. If the concert phase, like suicide fabrics, go only added. Focusing on Hamba's heritage, the interior stages capture the essence of the label's history and each worldwide location embraces community themes. While each day, I don't care to answer the same overall as a feature for DNA. In summary, evolved designing spaces or experiences at the day function, that they are truly absorbed, together with the value of those building altitude, making the space itself a primary reason their business, and establishing a full brand, both in which have common and cabinet, it was famous, and it gave the
you know, thank you, Henrik. Thank you, Denise, for this update. And we got AI. It is just a few more advanced possible. And I'm ready to get more to data. We call something.
What?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Man. I'd have to take you off, but then I'll go and eat this. So, retail is in your competition, your editor, not only your chief editors, it's the value. And so, and the state this year's board, the new competition will go to five that have engine community trust. And what can you do about the live streaming, either like the KOLs in China or the by the selling heritage? What can you do about? What can you do about online selling? You have to remember that you are brick and mortars. You can bring them to the people that feel it, they trust, if they need my flag. If they have to give them special experience, special bowling, or the comeback, the daughter, like in the good restaurant. Well, the good and good service, don't be glad to spend something that you want to have. So, the weekends will be all like me. I have all this examining all times, mental valve, souls, water, touch, area bag, something. Which you walk in your house. Then the long lake swerve, the water was very precious. Now the pipe chills, birds and walking still nest, still bird, tourists, front, all is here. The only atonement have come to birds nowhere. And if you go down to hell, you have to attract people. Look, take the long wait. Go buy a new book, save your books. Go books in your shelf. They will incredibly attract anybody. So, entertainment and beer pools or brick and mortar school, but I expect you to go to the internet, get a gun ring. But so you cook, and this is. You can create that's one health chemist. I think this will be charged for you. We say that I'm a brilliant weapon. Or, on Spain, if they didn't work up, they become the patient, roll the door, and they make the clients think the system. And the Hondo, they kill patients, repeatable things. If you want to make a community, love to make experiences. I've become met is that something, but this is not. But so only one time you have to achieve and you get broken probably. Now I come to point somebody that Henrik said something about your running that like another company in the online store and they only sell sheep t-shirts, hoodies, cash. Now they sell also some wagons. Wannenberg, but it's something with the first authority, they hired baristas, want to sell it, people who want to sell it. They Austin talented team will be very highly. They put a big R design. And then they started can make a Sunday lecture. Wow. Five people did. After 3 years, I found the reason got to notes in the final weather, but the community college, but maybe not the 30 guards, double all this to teach other living over and bigger. It's already fine. So, and by this time, not the results. Anyway, so the thing is, they sell not goods. It's the 490, three all day, but it's on the top. Their company is to travel wealthy, and these are breakfast. People sell cuisine, dining fresh. And it is the best cake that 18 wine ever done. Oh, in the middle, they create little community, and I'm not sure if that's for marriage already, but it's in my. Okay, as a garden, there's another one in England. It's also we put hospitality together with Farita. And I don't know the new word, but it's in old Palestine or old home child before something like that. You can create new words for our new relation. Say, but it's an outside soul. It is more to us and you know, everything. And we keep this building the community. We're having extra polynomial days. If you want to have something which is really special, we can. It is not like you want to be your merchandiser. I think the only person who knows where it is, the price, which seems a bit. But he's doing something. He's making an opera singer outside. He brings the community there. He brings affection to all this thing. And it's always doing it. The door that they lack, only walls are common. I think you can send Yanni. Yeah, have a good and we should say already of being sorry, and if they do it, you can do it very content way. They are not cheating, they are not fake. They go being a real spent with this of the pure gold, about the people like and then. We learn on shortest way. So, how they have progress, where you have a lot of that people can rely on. So, that have and then 3 million months, let's say, 12 months program, or Tibet's people can build inside by many things. They have very good, you know, they have, yes, repeated things. All of the Netherlands. It made it very cool when you did a program. But they have also a program all over the year just to bring the people in. So it's a ritual, a tradition. Here is something in the Bible, they can count it again. So I always decide it's the site is in the community. As we mean, we are the community and it's an occasion calendar and the program. Engaged and up to them. With experience that enable testing on outcome, analyze it, and just the information the opportunity to test it, make it company test, and brains create a so-called blunt pains you go to make the clients move us, but and a school been building but units real matches. Yep, serious power that tells for. So, something to see the something feeling. Well, sorry, could be gone. This is the thing you have heard about Chang Monster, we very well. 9 mil, 7 volts, other spoiled, right? Yeah, I mean, hello. So, all right, do you want to do it? It's this deepest. Do you want a remarkable test? If you go out now, what voice in your mind of both of you, English, big, scientists, big, but it's not with building your guilt again. You want to know how you no longer forget this session, lesson build session. You want it?
Yeah.
Then you say the little thought?
Yeah.
Okay, so And off, please.
Again.
Here we go. There's a considerable thing, everybody, in your unity. If you integrate people to clients, into your office, and into your tension, we do not forget it. It move your skill up, but everybody will and sing the stop. I have really the different languages, but it's saying to one make. It's like this rather type of do you sing? Not your rhythm, not your lyrics well, not the lyrics well, sing them all do. So now you start. One, two, three.
Rather check up, sing.
It's get foreign that's a game, walking that's a crazy thing. Okay, that sounds quite a bit. But I think you sleep a little bit. This is not the maximum. I think you have to train your voices, else then you get endorphins, you get oxytocin, then you get a strong throat. This is your brains. You need a way. So, I want to hear it again. That is 1, 2, 3.
Brother Jacob, do you see me? I'm like, he's sleeping.
Okay, and now we do it. So we work exit the monk for Shlema, it is sad, and I give you the sec. We were yet no. In the berry jacket, does anybody have something against it?
Well,
they can sing it all to French. Yeah. Yeah, you try? Okay. I think it's a berry jacket, I think this is much easier. Hey, you said, you said you want to take out, and you start. Okay, try in French, yeah? Okay, that's the top, you suck. Now I know why you need somebody who is serious. Okay, I can do the first night, and you will start and you sing only. Yeah? Not much time on the tree. All this singing. But I should attend in all this talking. Okay. Brother Jekyll, be the
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do. Okay. First time, we start again, and we slap stop. So, like, rid of them. Happy time to get steep because I'm not satisfied with the bullet. And they didn't sing it.
Okay, then please make it right because we also need to
start on the day. I have a giant idea.
Brother Jacob, I can see without sleeping. I mean, that's every day.
Thank you.
My comment saying to the medal is good, but the
gentlemen, and there's a to the thing.
Yes, I'm going to school.
What?
Well, how many times have you done that in the conference, right? Thank you very much, Lil Gang. That was the first. So, first of all, thank you and welcome to our session. We're very passionate about retail. Since you live and breathe retail, and we're very excited to be here again. This is my 21st year of being here at GIA. It was 26 years of GIA, and it's so refreshing to see the wonderful innovation in retail every single year. It is exciting. For us, we can see stores, new concepts from Japan, from the USA, from South America, from New Zealand. It's very, very exciting. Of course, every year, and my wife Wendy knows that I start with the doom. It's like, you know, I like to say, okay, what's the doom? Because you always hear in the newspapers and media that retail has a lot of problems. Of course, this year, we talked about 4,100 stores in the U.S. will close. Of them are 132 stores from Zara. Zara, the most untouchable brand just a few years ago, is closing stores a little wide. And how could that be? You've got Surely Pat that's going out of business. You've got Betty Cakes. All are being abandoned, right? So this is the doom and gloom that I always start out with. My wife says, I thought you're going to say, retail is dead, no, it's not. And I thought about this a little bit this time, because I always say, no, retail is not dead. But in a way, maybe retail, something happened to it, because in the difference this time in 2020, because of the pandemic, everyone had to reset retail, all of our lives. It's a big change with the pandemic. So I do believe, in a way, that retail did die 2020, retail that we know. And a lot has changed. Even today, you look at the 2020 DC before the coronavirus, it is actually a turnout. DC after the coronavirus. So all of our lives have changed, how we do business. And in retail, I believe that as well. In the last 5 years, you look at the change in retail, especially after the pandemic. It was, of course, volunteer at the South School. He was very busy before buying here in the pandemic. But after the bottom of the year slowed down, but finally in the last year, we're seeing an uptick. It's whole first day. We're seeing it's consumer electric. So that's a good news for us. The most biggest change, though, in my opinion, after the pandemic, is the acknowledgement of Generation Z. I think that is a huge opportunity for all of us as retailers. And I don't know if we've all shifted quick enough to Generation Z and absolutely catered to what their whole market is all about. Hey. 10 years ago, this is my daughter, Remy. So we visited as her first time in Chicago. Of course, she didn't go see the heat. So it was about 10 below. I remember it was freezing cold on that day. And so we're going to go see the bee. So she said, take a picture of me, Dad. So I took a picture of her. So can this go? It's freezing. She said, no, that's not it. We had to take at least 10 to 20 pictures until she had the right picture for the Instagram. It's a total different mentality, right? Generation Z. And I said, and only because she had to get the picture with the post that said, being there and that. That was it, right? So it's a different generation is what we're talking about. If we look at the different generations and how they're different, it's so important for us as retailers to understand this different out there, folks. For example, for me, in my boomer generation, I believe that we have to call them and call you, right? I want to call you. I want to talk to people live. Where the Generation Z is all text. They don't want to talk to anybody on the phone, right? It's totally different. But for us as retailers, we have to acknowledge that this is a different customer right now. The good news is that Generation Z spending has jumped almost 20% from last year to this year on non-essential items, which is huge for retail. If you look at the opportunity of Generation Z right now, it's off the chart. Combine Generation Z and Millennials together, they will control 60% of the buying power by 2030. This is right around the corner. So it's a big market that we have to take a look at. Many key aspects of them in terms of their value, not just
ability to take a look at secondhand shopping, little tricks that they have. So there's a lot of intricacies and differences with Gen Z. And also they're hyper aware the things that they buy and display are subject to enhanced scrutiny. And that always connected, always judged mentality is creating new winners and losers of retailer. So you have to understand that that is a huge opportunity to understand what it's Gen Z today. Product discovery, of course, is entering, and our team mentioned this, it starts on Instagram and TikTok. And I think that's many of us acknowledge that. I saw many of the vision this year were very, very strong on Instagram, which is great. Congratulations to all of you. But to me, I see the real opportunity is TikTok. It's kind of a controversial platform. But if you look at TikTok and the projection of TikTok, it is projected by 2030 to be the number three retailer in the world. It's an unbelievable. If you look at the amount that TikTok represents in sales today, they're going to be bigger than Walmart. They're going to be almost the same size as Amazon. It's a 2030. This is a projection right now. So what is happening when TikTok is a big opportunity for all of us as retailers? TikTok has created the creator studio here in Los Angeles, where they actually invite creators to come in, create some more organized, professional content, and they're investing in a big way in the retail market. So that is important for all of us to really rethink and understand. The other opportunity is with Gen Z, 2 in 3 shoppers now frequent the malls regularly more than any other generation. This is good news for all of us because millennials, many of our customers were not coming to the storage vault, and Gen Z is the first that has come back to the mall. So the question is to us, how can we attract and surprise them? You know, one thing that they all want is the ability to see and test the product. This is very important for Gen Z. It's great news for us as a retailer. If you look at how we are displaying our products, making it accessible, how we can communicate the importance of TikTok in the store, even creating the opportunity for the influencers to participate inside the store to create content. All of these elements today are important as retailers to really connect with the Generation Z. At the same time, the dwell time have gotten very, very short. Generation Z, the average time is now 8 seconds for their attention span. That's another challenge that we have to work with. The interesting thing about Gen Z is that they are openly shopping secondhand. So that's something new. And if you look at that today, this week, we saw that the New Zealand retailer has a section called Relook, where they actually take products that are broken or are no longer working, and they refurbish it and they sell it. So they're protecting the environment. But today, Gen Z is open to buying secondhand. So for us as retailers, my God, if we could create some little part of our store for secondhand, wouldn't that be interesting today? Bob's Watson, one of the biggest online seller of used Rolexes, because Gen Z is open to secondhand products. So it's a great opportunity. Of course, we talked about the influencers, creating opportunities in the store to communicate the number of reviews of a particular product. And to actually make it very easy, a 1, 2, 3, what are the best sellers in the store. All of these are great strategies that I've seen really make it very easy to shop. Our Japanese retailer on their website has the popularity ranking of every single product to 1 to 5 to make it very easy for customers. And it was popular, but tell me what's good right now. And then they make it very, very easy. For us, it has to be beyond the store. This is the growth, and it's part just an opportunity. And if we can create a store that is way beyond just a typical merchandise, that's the challenge that I think that we really embrace. Store of the Future really focuses on multiple sensory elements, and so I think that's in terms of entertainment that I think Everett touched on. And so the days ourselves for entertainment, we have to be the movie directors. So when we are creating the experiences in our stores, Great Oscars winner a couple years ago, to create that entertainment in theater is something so important for us that we take a look at all the brand escalate from the social media to the internet to the store itself and really
understands that we are able to engage the customer in very, very friendly, great ways today. You look at the welcome, the one thing I've seen traveling through the world is today retailers are spending a lot of money at the storefront, which is great. It's all about the storytelling. I always like to take a look at what other retailers are doing. If you look at some of the more creative retailers today, these are actually stores. I like to look at this one, and they like it. They're like, oh, they're in the space here. But in Galleria, it does do the Carasa. Great, right? So I look at all these concepts, and I always like to collect them because it kind of makes you feel good about your store. But this is a big one here. But if you look at the concepts today, from Italy, the Louis Vuitton here in Singapore, to the Omega Tiger store in Tokyo, the retailers are spending big money today on their storefronts, and I think it's an opportunity to reinvest in the show windows and the storefront for retailers today.
Hey.
How many of you actually remember or recall the Coach bag? Phil Taz, it was an old brand, 1941. The brand is dated. It's out, almost out of business. Everyone had a Coach, very unpopular. During the last 2015, the brand lost 58% of market value, really played out. So they brought in new men. They said, how can the main structure of this brand around? And guess how they did it? With new NZ. The Coach is back in a big way. They have our able to redesign the line, re-communicate with influencers. So Coach, through all of their design, their new, younger, fresher design, is back in a big way. Very, very exciting today that they were able to turn around this brand. And today, even for example, the Generation Z likes the personalization. So they have ability to customize bag with accessories to make it durable. It's something that is important for all of our retailers to understand the personalization side. They created a store called Coach Create in Chicago, which allowed them to customize their Coach bag. And today, Coach's market value is up by 500% in comparison to LVMH. Quite an amazing story by focusing on Gen Z. Other companies have done this too. In terms of Levi's, how they rebranded themselves to take a look at Gen Z. Michael Kors has done the same thing. Even KFC has started a concept called Stonzy, where they have their store. Of course, it's fried chicken sandwiches, but it has 11 different chef-driven sauces that are unique to their brand. So they're communicating to Gen Z in a big way. This is their tagline, Saucy is our vibe. And my challenge to all of you with retailers in terms of connecting with Gen Z is if Mrs. Saucy is their vibe, what is your vibe as e-commerce? Thank you.
So does anyone have any questions? First of all, I'd like to say that when this audio was posted to the IHA website and people turn it on to hear this session, they're going to have an experience. that's the best part.
She put it on Spotify.
Hey, it's a bad idea.
Think of
the stores.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions?
Okay, how many stores?
When you look at retail today and you look at the geo windows, so geo windows aren't Walmart, the geo windows aren't Amazon. They're businesses that are very focused on the customer. They're very focused on trying to figure out where to go to maintain, as you said, community. Can this be scaled up? In other words, and can vendors and such, should they be playing a role? Should they be bringing ideas to the retailers that say, hey, you can do this with my product, help you out. But we want to work with you to create such community and a sense of uniqueness, even if my product is in other places. Could that be part of the evolution?
Yeah. You cannot do it without vendors. Everything you sell your store comes from vendors. And I always started the journey sitting down with them and saying, well, how do we tell the stories and bring them to life? And that you're giving trade shows like this are extremely important, because this is where you find them, you sit down, you talk, how should we bring the stories of products to life in our store? And how do we communicate that to the audience? So it has everything to do with the vendors, and then every journey should start with engaging them. Anybody?
Hi.
So we need one more. Because I think it's an interesting topic. So we talk a lot about Gen Z. And when millennials coming to the fore, it was millennials teaching their parents how to use electronics. It was, learning up. Gen Z does seem to have a different approach to retail. Are other generations been older up from that? And, when you say we're doing something for Gen Z, ultimately, is that going to mean we're doing something for everyone?
I think that Coats is a great example. The way they turned their brand around was to focus on Gen Z. They said, if Gen Z buys us and they're in, they accept the brand, that we could do that with Gen Z, and all these other generations will fall in. But that's what their strategy was, to focus on Gen Z, then everyone up the chain will fall.
All the time, like you say, done with people, made something revolutionary, something people speak, and the world should be blocked, they will not know more to work, and I like the book never interest. So in this case, you should have a main session, it is developing. We can put six as another figure, and then number five. But at the end, you look at young people, was like, do you have any policy?
I have a question. First of all, thank you for today. How do you grow your business vertically without losing your focus? In other words, growing with your customer base without feeling like you have to open a second or third location to come into the money equation, because all this you need money to provide all these experiences. As an independent, it's very difficult to find that margin to allocate to that business.
I think the store needs in this year. The focus from the store is not how cheap can I sell the product, but it's how can I explain and legitimize the price of the product. And the better you become at that, the sale will increase. So I think it starts with honoring the qualities and the stories that are hidden in the product, and you bring them to life, you legitimize the price, and you will increase the sale in your store without having to expand. Because then they will create ambassadors, your customers will go home, they will tell those stories to their friends and families, and then they will come and shout in your store. So do it by honoring the science.
But can you just say your comfort zone? I'm here to show the IHA. I get to work with the folks, and I'm getting a mic. They said I don't need mic phones. I get to work with these four judges in various ways throughout the year, and what the insights they provide and support they provide to helping not just identify the world's best retailers, but to share their unique insights on how retailing can evolve and evolve by listening to the consumer, as much as the CEOs. So Wolfgang, Denise, and Scott, I want to thank you very much for lighting up for the Inspire Lover Show. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you all next time. All
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.